Jesus gives us the roadmap to get to heaven, to get to what he called paradise. When he was hanging on the cross and the two other criminals were beside him, and he says, today you will be with me where? In paradise. You'll be with me in paradise. To the one that trusted in him, even at that last hour, the last few minutes of his life. Today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. All right? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me, that you may be with me always. That you may be with me always. Isn't that the heart of the Father? To have those that he loves close. There is a real love there. And so much of Scripture points to that love. And that love, it's described in Romans as, and God demonstrated his own love for us. He demonstrated it. And that while we were still what? While we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. God demonstrated his love for you and I in the death of his Son, in the sacrifice of his Son. You see, sin, the Bible says in Romans, the wages of sin is what? The wages of sin is death. It deserves punishment. Okay? The wages of sin and death is death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. But the gift of God is eternal life. And the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, that's something to be excited about. Friends, this is the good news. When you hear the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is what that means, the good news. This is great news. This is awesome news. This is not religion. This is the warmth and the love and the sacrificial love, the unconditional love of relationship. That God Almighty is even aware of yours and my name. He says, how can I forget you? This is Scripture. How can I forget you? For I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. He demonstrated his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. Friends, this is something that in our own minds doesn't make sense. You know, sometimes we would ask, why did Jesus have to die? Well, that is because of our sin. Because of our sin. Our sin separates us from God. And God was not content to leave that chasm between us and him. And Jesus offered himself to be the sacrifice, to be the gap, to bridge the gap between us and God that our sin had caused, and the shedding of his blood. You see, Jesus was the firstborn. He was perfect. He was perfect. And so we call him the spotless lamb, the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain, and all of our sin was placed upon him. All of our sin. Just like the sacrificial lamb, the priests would push their weight upon the head of that little lamb, that beautiful firstborn, spotless lamb. And that lamb would not live the rest of its life. And it's sad to think that this beautiful, cute, little, perfect lamb has to die for something that it didn't do. It did no wrong. And yet, this lamb would die for the sins of others. And you see, Christ Jesus, the weight of our sin was taken upon him. And he carried the weight of our sin to the cross. And when he breathed his last, our sin died there with him. And when he rose again, we came out of that grave with him. We came out of that grave with him in all essence. And in his death, he purchased our souls. He purchased our soul. And that's what redeemed means. He redeemed us. He is our redeemer because he paid for us. He paid to buy us back from our sin. He paid with his blood. He paid with his life. Would you stand with me today? I don't know where you are in your life. I know some of you really, really well. Others, I don't know very well. I'd like to get to know you better. But you know what? God knows. God knows where you are. God knows what's been going on. God knows the hurt that you might be carrying with you. He knows your personality. You know what it says? It says that he knows how many hairs are on top of our head. Or how many there might not be on top of your head. But our hairs are numbered. He knows us that well. Do you know yourself that well? Right? But it is a representation of how well God knows you. He knows you better than someone else might know you. He knows you better than you know yourself. And you know what? He knows all of your faults. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. And he loves you in spite of it all. He loves us in spite of it all. You know what? We're not worthy of that kind of love. We're not worthy of that kind of sacrifice. When I think about that, you know, did you ever see that movie Saving Private Ryan? Great, great movie. Saving Private Ryan. And Private Ryan was the last of a number of brothers that had all died in the war. And when the army found out that he was the last one of all of his brothers, they were going to make sure that they were sending people in his to go get him and save his life. And in so, they lost a couple guys that risked their lives to go save his. And for a while, they weren't too happy about it. And you can imagine why, okay? But they sent a crew of people to go, a squad, to go get him and get him out of there, get him back to his mama, who's going to need it, right? And so as they're being overrun by the enemy, his commanding officer, with his dying breaths, giving his life to save this one, Private Ryan. And as he's laying there, he pulls him in close and he says, "Earn this. Earn it," he says to him. So I think about as Private Ryan would have gone on in his days, and those words echo in his ears, echo in his mind. Those that had risked their own lives so that he could live. That's a pretty heavy thing. And can you think of all the times when he would have just remembered that as he was going on in his life, and with each new goal, with each new, you know, maybe he got married and then maybe he had children and then in choosing a career and all of these things, those words would echo in his mind. Earn this. Earn it. And it would tug at his heart. You would think so, you know. And though this is just a movie, I think that we can learn something from that as well. I think that for all that was done on our behalf, and all of those Christians, all of those God-fearing people that have gone on before us to establish what we now know and hold dear, that we too should live our lives in such a way as to bring glory to God. That when people see us, they see, man, there's something real there, right? And people can tell the difference between a hypocrite that talks the talk and somebody that's legit that walks the walk. Yeah? You follow me? And the things that we do should bring glory to God and point people to Him. I challenge you today as we pray, pour out your heart to God in honesty and humility. He knows the things that we try to hide. He knows the things that we may try to portray to other people that we got it all together, you know. But He knows that maybe inside we're struggling. Maybe inside we're stuck in a rut someplace, you know. And our religion and our faith has just become set upon the shelf for some other time, some other day. God wants to have relationship with you. And all of Scripture points us to that understanding. God wants relationship with you. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today. Forgive us, Lord, for our sin. Forgive us for our disobedience. Forgive us for not making our faith a priority. Forgive us, Lord, for living for ourselves when there is a job to do. May we live our lives in such a way that would point others to you. And when they see us, may they see you. Not that we need to be perfect, but that we need to represent you well to this world. I pray your peace and your love upon all those that are hearing me today. And may the joy of our salvation be our strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.